If you're a pop fan who wants to visit a destination off the beaten track, somewhere with a bit of musical pedigree, then there's only one direction you should go. See what we did there? It's only Doncaster, home of pop heartthrob Louis Tomlinson. Louis was born and raised not far from Doncaster Racecourse. I have such fond memories of Doncaster Racecourse, doing a 90s anthems show and the rain pouring, the heavens opening, and everyone picking up and using chairs as umbrellas. And the crowd were immense. Back to Louis. Louis's family still reside in Doncaster, but his musical journey began in the Hallcross Academy, just 20 minutes from Doncaster Station. Here, he was cast as the lead, Danny Zuko, in the school's performance of Grease the Musical. This was said to have given him the confidence and the determination he needed to audition for the X Factor back in 2010. It was during X Factor that he met the other members of what would become One Direction. Despite only coming third, they immediately signed to Simon Cowell's label, Syco Records. And what followed can only be described as world domination. They went on to become one of the best-selling boy bands of all time, with more than 70 million records sold and over 200 music awards, including several prestigious Brit Awards. In July 2017, Louis released the solo single Back to You, which was filmed at Doncaster Rovers FC Stadium, a 30-minute walk from the station. Doncaster is also home to music legend Tony Christie, well known for his beloved Is This The Way to Amarillo. The song had moderate success when it was originally released in 1971, but when re-released as a comic relief single in 2005, it became a sensation. It topped the charts in both the UK and Ireland. In 2022, Tony returned to Doncaster for a show on home turf at a three-day music festival, DN One Live, celebrating the 50th anniversary of David Bowie's iconic Ziggy Stardust gig at the Top Rank nightclub. The festival took place in Sir Nigel Gresley Square, a short 10-minute walk from Doncaster train station. Speaking of festivals, if you're thinking about visiting Doncaster in the summer, you will not want to miss the fantastic Askern Music Festival, which brings together local acts and bigger talent on the same stage. Or if you're looking for something a little bit more intimate, the Dome, just outside the city, regularly hosts live gigs. For something other than live music, the Daynham Gallery Library Museum, just a 10-minute walk from Doncaster Station, often hosts exhibitions and events related to local history and music. It's a great place to learn about Doncaster's musical past, plus it's also the home to the Doncaster Rail Heritage Centre. So whether you're looking for the way to Amarillo or just seeking one direction or another, Doncaster is home to a lot more music than you might expect.